Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm so pleased we have so many smiling faces here today and all these beautiful people behind me to celebrate this incredible, incredible donation. I am Rhonda Frederick. I'm the Director of Community Giving and Support at Wester Automotive Group. And I am here today to introduce a man that I've known for a long time, the founder and CEO and president and executive director of the Greater Buffalo Adaptive Sports Group, who formed the group in 2015 along with his wife and his son, and has done an incredible job. The passion, the energy that the Page family brings to this is undeniable, and we're so happy to be able to celebrate with him today. So on that note, come on up, Norm.
Well, first of all, thank you all very, very much. And I, the first thing I'd like to do is thank my wife, who's not here today. Without her, none of this would be possible, and did a heck of a job with my son. So we miss her, and she's a nurse. So one of those jobs, you just gotta keep working. But, you know, Scott and I have talked many times, and the story I like to tell is in 1978, I walked into West Her as an 18-year-old kid. I got rid of my rust bucket. It was a 69 Ford Mustang, and it was $500, I think it cost me, and I walked in and I met Scott in 1978, and I gotta say, nothing has changed with Scott. The gentleman, the man that I met in 1978 is a man that's here today, and that is the reason for the success of West Her. There's no doubt in my mind. It's just an incredible organization, passion, integrity, professionalism, and we have been blessed, Greater Buffalo Adaptive Sports, to have Scott and Bill and the whole West Her team as part of our family. I can't tell you what it means to us to have, obviously, the bikes that we're talking about today, but so many people don't know. Scott was at a gala that we had probably about 5 years ago, and he saw what we were doing and on the spot wrote a check for us for $20,000 at the gala. And then 2 years ago, he saw our wheelchair football program in need of wheelchairs, and he came down the aisle, and I go, here comes Scott. And there he came down the aisle, and he bought 10 sport wheelchairs, $5,000 a piece, 10 of them. And actually, we'll be leaving tomorrow morning for Grand Rapids using those sport wheelchairs. So, Scott, I can't tell you what it means to all of us, to everyone sitting here. And now we have bikes, hand cycles. Bill Loescher, thank you for what you did. We decided we wanted to have an adaptive form of the Ride for Roswell, to be able to include athletes and just bike riders with disabilities, and we never had that before. And we had a young lady named Sarah that was very interested in doing it for the last couple of years. And so we worked hard to be able to buy a few of those hand cycles and have a ride with about 22 athletes that day and about total of 50 parents, friends, grandparents to ride with us. And Bill just did a phenomenal job with the whole logistics. He made it so easy for us, and it was an incredible event. I know there were tears in everybody's eyes when we had our athletes. I see Kate just rolled in back there. Kate actually had one of our quad bikes. She did the whole 10 miles, which she was so determined. And so those are the stories. And for us, I think the bikes, I mean, we do a lot of team sports, many team sports, but to have individuals with those hand cycles now that Scott, you purchased for us, means the world, because now we have individuals that can just go out and exercise. COVID was such a difficult time for us, for everybody, but for our group and our community, not to be able to exercise, get out of the chairs, get outdoors, this means the world to all of them and to us at GBAS and where this goes from here. We're gonna keep moving and keep, you know, keep these athletes and these amazing people doing things that they want to do, just like anybody else. So, again, Bill, Scott, can't thank you enough for everything that you do for us. I can't put into words what it means, but you can see these amazing people behind us, and you know, Wester, and just an amazing, amazing group of people. So, thank you so much, and we got a little thank you for you, for Bill, for you. We'd like to present you with this. If you could just come up a little, little something for you, and just wanted to say
it's great.
Thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you. I just want to introduce my son, who is, you know, everyone's got to have succession plans, and I know Scott and Bill, you know, everybody has succession plans, and so my son Adam is, you know, going to be stepping up soon and get him going, and so anyhow, I just want to bring him up for a minute or two just to say something as well, so.
I just want to say thanks to, you know, Scott and Bill for everything with the hand cycles and what's going to have us, you know, give us the opportunity to do, you know, with everybody back here, but also people that, you know, we haven't even touched yet. And I know, just speaking from my experience, and, you know, I've done all different kinds of sports growing up, and just being able to go out on a bike and, you know, something that as simple as that for somebody that's, you know, not disabled is the freedom that, you know, you have. You can go with, like, family and friends. So I think, you know, it's awesome that, you know, we're going to be able to do that now and do that as a foundation. And, you know, without you guys doing what, you know, you did, and the support from you guys is, you know, that wouldn't be possible. So, you know, we just can't thank you enough, and really looking forward to seeing how many more, you know, athletes and people with disabilities we can get out on these things and having fun with family and friends. So, Scott, I have also something for you I want to give you.
Wow, that's awesome. That's a
thank you. Sorry.
There's a photo on here of the day we all met at the Ride for Roswell when the riders were riding that day, and we talked about the need for more bikes, and that's the picture they took when we made that decision. So that's amazing. Thank you. I have just a couple comments, but I want to bring Bud Carpenter up here, who's a big part of this organization, and I've known Bud, God, how many years? Probably 40 years or whatever.
And we all
a fine man who you know, had a career with the Buffalo Bills. You were beloved there, and then you, when you retired, you decided you're going to devote, you and Kathy decided to devote your life to others, and you have. So a few words.
Thank you. Scott's right. We had 35 years with the Buffalo Bills, and to make the transition, it was like I've had so much good fortune come my way that it was my turn to give back to a community. But giving back is really Wester, it's Scott. The word philanthropic in the dictionary is you. Yeah. I mean, what you've done for Western New York in all phases, and now how precious it is to us to be able to get chairs, to be able to get bikes. Adam was talking about what do you do next for us? Well, it's incorporating more and more people, giving them the opportunity. They can come. We haven't met them, like he said. So what we're looking to do is to have these bikes available. But more importantly to us is the bringing up of the youth. Look at Emily. Here's our star right there. She was in the Ride for Roswell. That means so much to us. These guys here, we know that they can do things now. They've had a chance to play football. They've played rugby. They play lacrosse this weekend. That's special because now we have the chairs to do that. But our whole growth is revolving around the youth. And we can't wait to be able to have enough chairs and bikes to see that happen. And thanks to you, and then with Bill getting us involved with the Ride for Roswell, it's great moments, and I know Kate's hiding in the background there, but well, she has a tendency to be
come on, Kate, come on up.
Now, it was a special moment for lots of us as we had our people cross that finish line. This lady here, she crossed that bike with the bike, using her chin as the gas pedal, and 10 miles. She made 10 miles. I end by just saying again, thank you. And again, without you doing all that you do for Western New York, and now with us being able to piggyback on that, we cannot thank you enough. So thanks so much, Scott.
Thank you. Bud mentioned what Wester tries to do in the community. Well, we do it because the community has been so good to us. So really, everyone in this community sees this today. You had a part in this. Your 74 years of support and loyalty to this company is why we can do what we do. And you're the reason we do it. You've helped us grow this company and supported us. We feel it's our obligation to every year Wester exists to make a difference. It's a positive difference for the community, and we'll continue to do that as long as Wester exists. Norm, come up here again for a second. I think sometimes the recognition doesn't go enough to the people that do the work. This man started this organization, gave Sandy, your wife, Adam, you gave your lives to this organization. It's every hours of every day. You know, we show up for things like this and help a bit, but you're doing it every day of your life. So the world needs to recognize people like this that are so selfless, so helping of others. And I'm proud to know you and Sandy and Adam and the whole organization. You guys are just special people.
We've been blessed, Scott. Well, we've been blessed.
Well, it's a blessing to know you. Plus, he's a very hard guy to say no to, by the way. So this whole thing came about at the Ride for Roswell. We were at our Wester rest stop for the Ride for Roswell, and the group on the bikes that day stopped, including Katie. And I got to be honest with you, Katie, with you, we were at the 5 mile mark there, and it was looking like a long 5 miles to go. But you did it. I'm really impressed that you did it. That's really determination. So thank you for supporting the ride that day and all of you that rode that day. And it was a great day because that's why those bikes are sitting out there. So it was one of those meant to be days. So for all of you involved in adaptive sports, you should be proud to be involved in it. Adam, when he's done with lacrosse, will then go to the football division of adaptive sports, and you're looking at the star quarterback this year right there. So give him heck. And really, we're just honored and proud to be part of this organization. Natalie Barnard is sitting here. I'd just like to recognize her. She is the founder and creator of Motion Project, which is a great, great organization that Buffalo's blessed to have. Most cities don't have an organization like yours. And I met her the night I met you at the football film, the documentary, and some good things have happened between us and you. So again, somehow things sometimes turn out like they're meant to be. So anyways, from everyone at Wester, we're very, very grateful to be a part of this. And I wish you many miles of joy with those, with these new bikes. And you can always count on us to be a continued supporter of all the good work you do. So God bless you all. And thank you all for coming.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.